Hello and thanks for watching Proactive New York. HealthLinked is out with the second quarter results this week. Joining us with all the details are CEO Dr. Michael Dent and also Chief Financial Officer George O'Leary. Michael, George, very good to speak with you.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Yeah, thanks, Stephen.
So, Michael, let me start with you. There was a small revenue increase of 3% from the first quarter to the second quarter. What can we expect in revenue growth going forward?
Yeah, so the revenue that was slow for us was really a function of one primary thing, which was one of our clinical sites, our Naples Women's Center. We had some turnover of physicians, so we had to replace one of our two physicians mid-quarter. And it generally takes about 45 days to credential a physician, get them on the billing programs, and really start to collect that revenue. So we hold some of those billings until that happens. So we expect to see a much better, stronger Q3 from that perspective. And, shareholders can, expect some significant revenue growth from Q2 to Q3. We're also working on some new revenue streams related to our core business and our concierge service that should also increase revenue starting in Q4 of 2022.
George, the cash position at the end of the second quarter was only $251,000. Is this a concern for the company?
No, it is not. At the end of the quarter, we had two events. One, we had finished the small acquisition, about $350,000 in cash. And then we also had the final earnout for Naples Center Functional Medicine. Their revenue far exceeded their target. So that was a full earnout payment of $200,000. Since the quarter ended, we replenished cash by $850,000, first with an investor, put in $350,000. And then we signed a new equity line, which will help us not only now, but also into the future for the next 3 years. We did a $500,000 advance. So we got $850,000 replenished in cash since the quarter end. So cash is not an issue for the company.
Michael, you mentioned major advancements in the software platform in the press release. Can you expand upon that and what that will mean for future revenue for the company?
Well, one of the big things that the shareholders have been looking for is what we're doing with the HealthLinked Network. That is, of course, our core business. And we have the subsidiaries that we're talking about that produce revenue and we test our products in them. We launched OVI, our women's health platform, and we made it a paid app. We're now integrating the HealthLinked app with the OVI app, and we're expecting to make HealthLinked a pay app, have a pay version of that this month. Now, what that means is we're going to have people that can still come in and use the app for free, because what we're really about is collecting that information from patients, and that's the value of the company, is the number of users that we have. So we don't want to eliminate that, but you'll be seeing some revenue from both of these applications and the core business soon. Expected to be slow, but as we put more marketing efforts to it and we kind of test it out, we expect that to be substantial for us going forward.
George, you mentioned signing an early extension with Dr. Maristani and focusing attention on concierge medicine. How will these two occurrences impact the company going forward?
Well, as the shareholders know, the impact of losing those two physicians in the fourth quarter of 2021 had revenue slow for Q1 and Q2. So signing Dr. Maristani was a significant accomplishment as co-director for the Naples Center of Functional Medicine. One, because he's a top revenue producer for the company. We've signed him through 2025. And secondly, he's a great doctor. So it's great to have him on board. As far as the concierge revenue goes, our focus on concierge revenue on concierge medicine is twofold. One is to have pay more attention to the patient's health, and two, provide more quality time for the patients, for the physicians, to be with the physicians. And both of those things will improve patient health as well as generate additional revenues for the company. So we're excited about those initiatives and having Dr. Maristani sign on for the extension. Thanks.
Thank you very much for the updates. I'm sure we're going to be chatting again very soon.
Yep. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen. Take care.
Dr. Michael Dent is the CEO, George O'Leary, the CFO at HealthLinked.